I'm Janine Herbst. It's been a record-setting day for the healthcare.gov website as last-minute shoppers rush to sign up for health insurance. But as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, latecomers are getting a one-day reprieve if they want coverage to start on January 1st.
By 5 p.m., a million people had already visited the health insurance website, and starting at 11 a.m., officials began asking some to come back at a later time. Those trying to reach call centers were also told to prepare for long waits and to be sure their cordless or cell phones were fully charged. Because of the heavy volume, officials reprogrammed computers to allow everyone trying to sign up on what was supposed to be this last day to finish the process Tuesday. But that also means people who just show up can also sign up for coverage. A few states running their own exchanges, Maryland, Minnesota, and Rhode Island, have still later deadlines for a January 1st start date. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. military officials are reporting that about 150 U.S. Marines are poised to enter South Sudan to provide security for the U.S. Embassy and to evacuate Americans. NPR's Gregory Warner reports from Juba, where thousands of displaced people have gathered at the U.N. compound.
Most of the people that could flee have fled. America, Britain, and other countries have been shuttling out their nationals from South Sudan on evacuation flights. For those left here in the capital, Juba, the mood is quiet. Life in town has almost returned to normal. But the UN compound is full of thousands of displaced people. And in Jonglei State, which has seen some of the worst of the fighting, people are sleeping outside the full-to-capacity UN compound, preferring to sleep on the ground in relative safety than risk spending the night in their homes. For many in South Sudan, it's a chilling reminder of the recent past and those years of civil war when people would flee to the jungle for safety as long as their food would last. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Juba.
Nearly 700 same-sex couples in Utah have obtained marriage licenses since Friday when a federal judge ruled against the state's ban on same-sex weddings. That same judge refused today to go along with a request by the state to block the issuance of licenses while the case works its way through the appeals process. Most of those licenses were issued in Salt Lake City. Two economic reports out today showed Americans increased spending in November by the most in 5 months. Income was also higher slightly. The Commerce Department says consumer spending rose 0.5% from October, the best showing since June. That gain was driven by a jump in spending on long-lasting durable goods like autos. And consumer income rose 0.2%. That's an improvement from a 0.1% drop in October. Wages and salaries, the most important component of income, rose a solid 0.4%. On Wall Street, higher by the closing bell, the Dow up 73 to end at 16,294, the NASDAQ up 44. This is NPR News. Audio gear seems to be topping the holiday gift lists of many Americans this year. The research firm NPD Group says audio equipment, including headphones and speakers, accounts for 13% of the $8 billion in consumer electronics sales between November 24th and December 7th. Headphone sales rose 14%, and streaming speakers nearly quadrupled as Americans look to squeeze better sound out of new smartphones, tablets, and TVs. The National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. has unveiled a Vincent van Gogh painting completed in the last few weeks of the artist's life. NPR's Allison Keyes reports it's one of the best-preserved examples of his work.
The painting, Green Wheat Fields of Air, is from 1890. National Gallery of Art curator Mary Morton says it was painted after Van Gogh's voluntary confinement in an asylum.
It's a revelation on many levels.
Van Gogh has written of his return to northern France as a homecoming, and Morton says the bright painting, with its swirling blue, white and green clouds and dancing wheat fields, hasn't been on public view since 1966, so it retained his pigment.
It pretty much looks like it did the day that he finished it.
The painting was bequeathed to the National Gallery of Art by philanthropist Paul Mellon. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
A new study shows women who eat nuts or peanut butter during pregnancy don't appear to be raising the risk that their kids will have nut allergies. The study, published in JAMA Pediatrics, examined more than 8,000 children born to female nurses. It found children whose moms ate nuts at least 5 times a month while pregnant were 69% less likely to have nut allergies than those moms who rarely ate nuts. Crude oil prices lower by the closing bell, down 41 cents at $98.91 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the site.